There was a tweet by Donald Trump earlier today, President-elect Donald Trump, saying that the U.S. needs to strengthen its nuclear capabilities. Joining us on the phone right now is Kingston Reef. He is the Director for Disarmament and Threat Reduction Policy at the Arms Control Association. Kingston, thank you very much for jumping on the phone with us. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Vladimir Putin said something today about nuclear capability. Donald Trump tweets something about nuclear capability. Do at your office, do all sorts of alarms go off? Are you guys just like, I can't believe what's going on here after decades and decades of mostly talk about reduction and working together and making sure other people don't get arms now that the two biggest powers nuclear wise outside of China are talking about strengthening their capabilities? Is that alarming to you?
Well, it is alarming, and we were wondering when the president-elect might choose to tweet about nuclear weapons policy since the election, and today was the first time that he chose to do so. As with most 140-character pronouncements from the president-elect, however, deciphering its actual meaning and intent can be a difficult task.
Yeah.
We do know that Trump met yesterday with a number of high-ranking military officials at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, and a variety of defense topics were reportedly discussed, including nuclear weapons policy. So was Trump today, was he expressing support for existing U.S. efforts to maintain, upgrade, and replace its existing U.S. nuclear arsenal, the price of which is likely to exceed $1 trillion over the next 3 years? Or alternatively, was the president-elect signaling his support for going beyond even that and expanding the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. arsenal, building new types of nuclear weapons, and or even increasing the role these weapons play in U.S. policy? And if it's the latter, then that would represent a radical departure from longstanding U.S. policy under both Democratic and Republican administrations, as you just mentioned, to reduce the number of nuclear weapons, to seek to reduce their role. And you mentioned Vladimir Putin's statements. It's well known that the relationship between the United States and Russia has been deteriorating significantly since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Russia appears to be placing a greater emphasis on nuclear weapons. And what we need is an effort on the part of both countries to attempt to reverse the current slide in relations and to revitalize discussions, which are currently not ongoing between the two countries, to reduce the size of their bloated nuclear arsenals. Together, the two countries possess over 90% of the roughly 15,500 nuclear weapons that remain on the planet. And pouring gasoline on the current fire of deterioration in the relationship is not the path that we need to be going down.
Absolutely not. Although we would assume that relations maybe will improve under President-elect Trump, right? Because there seems to have been more of a mutual respect, maybe, at least from President Trump towards Russia. I know that we'll see how that plays out. But let's assume that he's not talking about expanding. Let's assume that he is talking about maintaining our capabilities. Where are we at with our current status of our nuclear weapons? Are they outdated? If they ever, God forbid, had to be used, would they count on them working right now? Is it, you know, a severely outdated program that hasn't been upgraded that we can't guarantee things would work? Let's face it, we've made thousands and thousands of these bombs and then missiles, and then we never use them, right? I mean, they're sitting there, they're waiting to go, but if they ever had to be used, are there things that, you know, should be done to maintain them? I know that's not your area and that's not what you want to see happen, but could we maybe make some sense out of this by saying, okay, if we're talking about just we have to fix what we have in case it ever has to be used, or at least so, that the threat of them being used is still valid?
The United States maintains a nuclear arsenal that is second to no other country, and there are 9 countries on the planet right now that possess nuclear weapons. And the United States has in place an incredibly robust and ambitious program to sustain and upgrade those forces. Overall, the United States possesses an arsenal of roughly 7,000 nuclear warheads, about 900 of which can be fired from a missile on land or on a submarine under the ocean within minutes of a decision to do so. And in fact, while the president-elect may have been talking about an expansion, the Pentagon and President Obama determined in 2013 that the United States has up to one-third more nuclear weapons deployed on missiles and bombers than is necessary to meet U.S. security requirements. And as I mentioned, the United States is already pursuing an incredibly ambitious plan to upgrade and replace all elements of the U.S. arsenal, both the delivery systems and warheads, at a pace that will cost U.S. taxpayers over $1 trillion over the next 30 years. And that plan, in the view of myself and many of my colleagues, also many members of Congress, is that that plan is already unnecessary and unsustainable without a further expansion.
All right, so what is he talking about then? Let's talk about that more with Kingston Reef after we check the traffic, sponsored by Amita Health. Here's Violetta Podramatic. Matt Babala here with you on 720 WGN. We're speaking with Kingston Reef, the Director of Disarmament and Threat Reduction Policy at the Arms Control Association, armscontrol.org, for more information from them. Kingston, you were saying that it was already been determined we have a third more nuclear weapons than we would need to defend ourselves, and that there is already a trillion-plus dollar program in place to modernize everything, which you guys don't think is necessary. So what's your guess then as to what Donald Trump is saying when he says we need to expand and you know, firm up our nuclear capabilities until, as he said, the world comes to, what did he say, comes to grips or gets their head wrapped around nuclear arms, until they realize how awful these are, I guess he's saying, we have to do more to be ready. Do you think it's just posturing? Do you think there's intent behind this?
Again, it's not clear, and it's hard to discern from a 140-character Twitter post what exactly Mr. Trump meant to convey by this post. During the election campaign, he did state on numerous occasions that that he felt that the United States was falling behind in terms of, as he phrased it, the nuclear capability of Russia, and that the United States needed to modernize its nuclear forces. So again, could this tweet be an extension of those views, whereby he's expressing support generally for a program that is already in place, or is he talking about something much more drastic in terms of an expansion of numbers or the building of new kinds and types of nuclear weapons that don't exist in the arsenal today? We won't know until the president elect is asked about this and is asked to describe in more than 140 characters what he meant.
And, you know, it could also be just Putin said something today about them needing to have their Russian arms be able to pierce any defense system. And so maybe this is Trump saying, hey, don't think that, you know, you're going to just say all this stuff and we're going to take it. I can say we'll expand our program, too. We're not going to lay down and you know, just back off just because I appear friendly to Russia. Is that a possibility?
Sure, that's absolutely a possibility. And it, again, would be in keeping, as I just described, with some of the statements that that President-elect Trump made during the presidential campaign. But I would also note that, as you just alluded to, that Trump has talked about improving relations with Russia and with Vladimir Putin, and it would be hard to build a foundation for improved relations on an expansion of the size of the U.S. arsenal or developing new kinds of weapons and capabilities.
Yeah.
And so if Trump is indeed seeking such an improved relationship, this he is likely to find that if indeed he means to depart from longstanding U.S. policy on nuclear weapons, that improved relations will be hard to come by.
Well, I imagine the more interesting thing for you over the last 8 months was Donald Trump's statements about other countries, maybe allowing other countries to develop a nuclear program so we could spend less helping defend them. And that must scare you to no end, because the thing with nuclear weapons is that the more people acquire them, it just takes one to decide to use them. And so the fewer people we have in control of them, the fewer chances we have of somebody saying, you know what, this is the time, let's just do this.
You said it. And that is why it has been the policy of every president, Republican or Democrat, since the dawn of the nuclear age, in the aftermath of World War II, to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons to additional countries for precisely the reasons you just articulated, that the more countries that have nuclear weapons, the more likely it is that those weapons could be used. The process to actually develop nuclear weapons, you don't just acquire a nuclear arsenal overnight. But that can cause great concern and worry among neighbors of a country with which they might not have good relations with. And given the security concerns in East Asia, where Trump has suggested, at least during the campaign, well, would it be such a terrible thing if Japan and South Korea got their own nuclear weapons? That would be incredibly destabilizing and would greatly reduce the security of our allies, Japan and South Korea, and increase instability in the region.
People talk about the other countries that have nuclear weapons and that it hasn't necessarily stopped them from having skirmishes, India and Pakistan, and Israel still gets threatened all the time. But there hasn't been an all-out war between the two countries. Is there ever a case for arguing that it is a great peacemaker and that everybody's got it so nobody can use it?
So that is an interesting question, and it has been much debated among those who work on and focus on nuclear weapons policy, but also amongst the public as well. And I think it's a fair question, because since the dawn of the nuclear age, there has not been a war among the major powers that possess nuclear weapons. But again, determining causality, in my mind, is difficult. What exactly accounted for the fact that there has not been, say, the outbreak of a World War III? And you also have to take into account the numerous close calls that occurred, particularly between the United States and the Soviet Union during the Cold War, where nuclear weapons were almost used. And had they been used, it would have resulted in catastrophe and perhaps the destruction of both countries. So, I mean, I think ultimately the risk that these weapons could be used and the devastating consequences that would result is exactly why we need to continue to focus on reducing their numbers, reducing their salience, and preventing their spread, because all it takes is one time for the weapons to be used, and the risk of escalation and catastrophe would ensue.
Well, and not only a country using them one time, but the more that are made, the bigger the risk of terrorist organizations, somebody getting a hold of just one and using it in a way that that really could throw everything into disarray. Kingston Reef, Director of Disarmament and Threat Reduction Policy at the Arms Control Association, armscontrol.org. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.